Even when we try to do good without God, it's selfish. It's twisted. It's just not quite on target. Our hearts are so twisted by this lie that we can't even do good. This is not the way. This is not what God wanted. This is not what we were created in His image to be. And so God had to intervene over and over again. God chooses people who are sensitive to Him. And He uses them to show us the way. To show us His way. People who desire Him, who He allows to respond to Him. I don't know how that works. It's complicated, I guess. I don't know. He chooses us and we choose to respond to Him, and chosen choosers, and I don't know. But somehow God's grace, God's mercy, God's Spirit is able to overcome my selfishness, my brokenness, and open my eyes to see that His way is best. And so He chooses these people to be an example to the world. He chose Noah to preserve humanity, to preserve something that He created, to bring us back and start over. He chose Abraham to be the father of this new nation, this nation that was supposed to be His example of His way. And He gave them some laws, and then He gave them Moses, who wrote down even more, to lead this nation of people in the way of God, to display His power, to display His truth through their lives and their actions in their walk. In their case, very tangibly, in a long, long walk. He chose King David to lead this nation. He sent prophets to tell people about God's way. When He chose Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 30, He says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life. Choose the way of God, that you and your children may live, that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, hold fast to Him." In Genesis chapter 18, when He chooses Abraham, He says, "I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord." He chooses Joshua to lead his people into this new nation. And He says, "Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will hold to God's way," trying to keep to that narrow path. And then, as I said, He sent prophets like Samuel, Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah to bring this truth to God's people, to say, "Come back, follow God's ways." Over and over and over, God sends people to show the way, to help us remember what we were created for, who we were created for. That this natural world and our natural desires are not the way to find peace and fulfillment. It's by honoring Him, by listening to Him, by following His ways, by submitting to Him, we will find life. And ultimately, He sent His Son. He sent Jesus, but something was different. Jesus wasn't there to show us the way. Jesus Himself is the way. John 14:6, Jesus says it Himself, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is it. All of these people that God sent before and even since, trying to point people to the ways of God, Jesus stands as the lone example. He Himself, in Himself, who He is everything we need. His death, his resurrection provided us opportunity to come and be in relationship with God in a unique and special way, as he intended. But even as we focus on that so much, his life in between his birth and death, even our creeds focus, Jesus was born and then he died. There's a 33-year gap in there that's pretty important. Because if Jesus in himself is the way, then his life is the model. How he lived, how he spoke, how he acted is the way. And we as his followers need to be studying, need to be reading, need to be memorizing, need to be tearing apart and breaking down and understanding who this man is and how he lived so that we can do that too. Jesus is it. Following him, listening to him, submitting to him, that is the way to find life. To find hope, to find peace, to find joy. And that's why we are people of the way, followers of Jesus. In fact, that's what we were called. Paul, in Acts chapter 22, he says, I persecuted the followers of this way to the death. That was our name. The followers of the way. The word Christian, the word church didn't come till much later. Those were things that came later. Originally, we were called the followers of the way. Followers of Jesus. We're people of the way, doing just what Abraham did. I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. Keeping the way of the Lord. This is not new. We join a long tradition. Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Paul, the church throughout history. A history, a story, people who follow the way, this way of God, the path of life as he intended, as he created it to be. As Paul describes to us, the way of love and joy and peace. The way of patience and goodness and kindness and faithfulness. The way of gentleness. The way of self-control. The way of God. We chose to abandon that path, to follow our own selfish fears and desires. And God allowed us to do that. He knew the consequences. He knew the cost, the hurt, the pain, the damage it would do. But because we're free, he had to. He had to allow us to do that. Because we cannot be free if he forces us to follow him. He didn't abandon us, though, even as we chose such a destructive path, following that original lie. He pursued us, and he laid out for us his way, his path. From the very beginning, he spoke, and he promised us this one who would bring us back, who would show us the way, who would lead us in that way. And God's way isn't a roped-off path through a carnival or some kind of gated community. It's not a path that allows us to miss out on anything. It's the safe path, winding through the deep dangers of selfishness and fear and arrogance and hurt. God's path, God's way isn't about keeping us from enjoyment. It's not about limiting us in any way. It's about true and ultimate, absolute freedom. The freedom to live the best possible experience of life here and now and forever. It's about pushing away all the things that we so naturally gravitate toward that are so hurtful and so damaging to ourselves and our relationship with God. And as a missionary people of a missionary God, our lives serve as an example of that way, as a testimony to the ways of a God that loves us so deeply and cares about us so intimately. The way of the Spirit, the way of joy, the way of Jesus. It's amazing. Jesus came. He is the way, and his life is our template. Study him, pursue him, follow him, and show people who he is, because he is the way. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for showing us the way. We thank you for freedom. Freedom to choose, God, even when that choice is destructive, God, because it means we can have a free and incredible relationship with you. You created us in your image that we can reflect you. And God, when we do that, it's amazing. When we align our life with you, when we choose to submit to you, when we choose to follow you, to allow you to be God, it's amazing. What you do is amazing. Who you are is incredible. God, help us to be people of the way. Help us to be the people of Jesus, following him, living him in a world that so desperately needs it. We are surrounded and even filled with these desires that so naturally lead us towards just such pain and hurt and destruction, such loneliness and division. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your Spirit and all of its fruit, that we can share that with the world around us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.